All right. Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is still Wednesday, March 8th, the year 2023. We are on episode number 264. And we are doing a late addition to this because I had recorded something yesterday. But to be totally honest with you, I didn't like how it came out. So I decided not to release it. It wasn't so much like what I said or might be controversial or anything like that. It was literally not well thought out. I kind of struggled to find a topic to talk about because I didn't really think about it until it was a little too late. I even asked like my kids, like, hey, what should I talk about? And still nothing, right? So I decided not to put it out. And then it dawned on me, there's this thing I should talk about. I will talk about. And so here we are. The late edition of your podcast for this week, episode number 264, and I'm going to talk to you guys about what was going on a year ago in our lives, what has transpired since then, and where I see this whole gym business thing going in the coming years, and if all goes, you know, somewhat well, possibly for decades. So bear with me as I recap some things. I don't think I really talked to a whole lot of people about this specific stuff, but some of you I know I have. Some of you might be kind of shocked when you hear what was going on a year ago. And Some of you, this may put two and two together for you, as far as some people told me that it felt like I was no longer caring. Some people said that it seemed like I was giving up, because the end of our lease was coming up and all that. So let's dive into this. So on March 16th, 2022, and I have it here on this laptop I'm recording on. There was a podcast that I recorded that never got released. And it's been on my desktop for, we're looking at almost a year now. We're a day short, a week and a day short of 1 year after recording this. It's a pretty long one that I recorded. I will more than likely never release it because everything I talk about in it did not come true. And a year ago, our family was on the verge of moving out of state. And a lot of you, after hearing, you know, what I'm about to tell you, will probably not believe it. But I'll tell you, this is how close we were. I had a conversation with Steve around this time a year ago and explained to him why we were moving, where we were moving. We had a real estate agent. We had done a bunch of stuff to our house. We painted our house. We were packing things up. We had things packed and in our garage. When I tell you, we were literally a month away from moving out of state. It's 100% true. Like, we were right there. I won't dive into the reasons that kept us from moving, because I also talked about that, at that time. So March 16th, 2022, I sat down and recorded what I thought was going to be one of the last podcasts that I would put out there because it was a very emotional one. And I knew that the next couple months were going to be very hard. But on that day, I said goodbye in that podcast. On that day, I talked about a lot of the good things that we did at the gym. I talked about a lot of the shitty stuff that went on at the gym. But I said goodbye because I truly meant it. I meant it. I laid out why MEF would no longer be the road that's led us to we are currently was most definitely not paved. It was hilly, it was rocky, and sometimes it felt like I was trudging through sand to get to the point where we are right now, me sitting here talking to you. And I'm telling you this because let's see. When my family's, when everything fell apart, we had to scramble. And here I was thinking that this whole new life was going to be started. It was going to be fresh. It was going to be a clean slate. It was going to be a lot, what we thought was going to be a lot less stress as far as, you know, school districts and the state that we lived in and things that we were being forced onto people and forced onto kids. We were trying to get away from all that. And in a turn of a, and you know, in the drop of a hat, it all changed. So when that happened, my whole mindset had to shift. Here I was thinking we were going to sell this house. I was going to probably take a year off. We were going to be raising our kids in a different state, trying to, you know, get to know new people, try to find out what it is that we wanted to do once we got to the new state and all that. And then all of a sudden, so when my dad got, we'll call it sick, that's when everything changed. That changed everything. We decided that we couldn't leave him. And then, you know, we went down that road. So we decided to stay. So what did I have to do? So here our lease was coming up in June of last year. And so we signed our new lease because we were staying. And I told myself that in 3 years, that's how long our lease was, is in our new space, that in 3 years, I'll walk away. I'll do something different. Any other job, whatever job it is, it didn't matter. And then something started happening. People kept showing up. New people showed up. Old faces show up. Old faces are still showing up. Those new faces have, you know, some of them have departed. They left. But all of these things started happening. And one of those things is not just new people and, you know, the older faces from like garage days, but younger faces. And once the younger faces started showing up, something started happening. And I can't really describe it because shortly after we signed our new lease to get into that space, you know, my mindset was like, okay, I was literally just going to stick it out for another 3 years. And I should be very clear about this. I have imposter syndrome when it comes to owning a gym. I have imposter syndrome being a business owner. I have imposter syndrome, in the fitness realm, like I just have this really big imposter syndrome. I know what I'm good at, and it goes pretty well with owning a gym and owning a business. But if there's anyone to doubt themselves more than me, I don't want to meet them. So these younger faces start coming around. I start doing a kids class. The new projects that had led me to be at Vicente, now helping coach my son's baseball team. Holding that kids class, the youth have in a way that they'll never know or I'll ever be able to describe to them. They've kind of reinvigorated like me in a sense of wanting this for more than just 3 years. So I was just saying how when I signed a 3-year lease, I was just going to ride it out. That's all I was going to do. I would make it as fun as I could, do as much as I could. And then just say goodbye. I'd get any job. To be honest with you, it really didn't matter. Any job that was going to come up, I would take it. I would have taken it. But you fast forward 5 to 6 months and things are different now. And now we have these other projects that have come off of just being around these kids and being around, you know, you guys as well as members of MEF that, these projects that are being developed that, you know, that we're doing and we really haven't let a whole lot of people in on, they're bringing the thought of maybe this could be something that lasts for decades. Like this MEF thing will be around and maybe making a difference for a very long time. And in a perfect world, to be totally honest with you, I'd hit the lotto. I'd buy my own building or build my own building, and I would do all these crazy ass thoughts and ideas that I think about on a daily basis. But you know, that's not reality, right? Reality is I can focus on like our current space and maximize the time that I'm in it, as well as how I help individuals in our space. And I guess I should say this, like, nothing changes with the gym. Like, if you're nervous, like, well, what the fuck is he thinking? What's he going to do? Nothing would change with the gym. Everything with the gym would stay the way that it is, because it is the business that feeds my family. But I would just add to what I do. And this is specific to youth, because I found this urge to help develop and help cater to what these kids need. Like, I just heard of a kid pitching last weekend, and he threw for 3 innings and he threw 90 pitches. And for those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, that should never fucking happen. Never in a million years would my 12-year-old son, or any of these kids that I help coach on the Renegades team, none of them would throw 90 pitches, even a full game. I told Tara, like, that's something, like, if you're on the verge of like a no-hitter and you're in like the Little League World Series, then maybe you let that kid stretch it out so he can maybe make history. Because then he doesn't have to pitch again for the rest of it, right? Like, but for just a random weekend tournament, hearing that this kid threw 3 innings and it took him 90 pitches to get out of there, that's horrible. And then I asked, well, what are you doing as a recovery protocol? And he said, well, I'm icing. And so much about that is wrong. And just the process of which Martinez Youth Sports are gone about. And I know not a lot of people listen to this podcast. I know some people that, you know, run these things would never hear this. But I'll tell you right now, if they did, it's done in a not so great way. Martinez Youth Sports fucking suck, like, badly. And the problem that I see with it isn't just in like recovery protocols or, you know, facilities that we give our youth. A lot of the kids in this town, they fucking travel from here to different cities, us included. We have to go to San Pablo to get some decent reps in with some good coaches. And we have what really did spark this is I learned about the Universal Sports Academy that's downtown, had changed their layout. And then we had to go in there because this weather sucks ass and we haven't been able to practice outside. So we decided to get some cage time. Well, in all of their square footage they have there, they're down to like 4 cages. 2 have a pitching machine, one's for baseball, one's for softball. One's for coachy pitch, and then another one you can't even hit in. It's just a throwing lane. And then you have all this turf space that's rented out to God knows who, but it's from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Every day it's blocked out. I've looked and tried to rent the space for our team, but you can't. And we've been in there, and there's no one utilizing this area, even though it says that someone should be. You have a large, what I'm assuming are 2 indoor soccer, futsal type of courts, which I mean, that's probably a big sport and things, but there's a fucking NorCal courts right across the street that I thought they did the same thing at. So here we are, we're in there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, this is complete and utter dog shit. The layout there, the way that it's ran, we had to search for somebody to help us while we were there, to see which cage we were supposed to be in, because they're not even numbered, and no one's there kind of assisting at all. We had to drag some dudes from some table that they were on their laptops in the back, that seemed irritated that we even asked them any questions. So I highly blame the Universal Sports Academy. I highly blame this city, for not having good enough facilities, that our fields fucking drain at all. I'm seeing a problem here, and something about it has just irked me enough to make a difference. And, so that's like kind of the why. You know, seeing these young kids, being around the Vicente kids, seeing that could be a path. And again, these kids are not bad kids, but they're in a position where they don't have a lot of, how can I put this? Like, their choices are kind of limited to a certain degree, right? And you know, it's mostly choices that they've made, right, to get to be there. And I know it's a choice now more than anything, but I see where some of these kids might be going, and I see where these kids definitely won't be going. Some of them won't be going much, you know, much farther than possibly some job you kind of settle at. And I want more for not only my kids, I want more for this whole fucking town. And so I know it's just sports. Literally, this I'm talking about, like, making sports better, because sports has a huge part, could have a huge part in a kid's lives, whether it's track and field, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, any of these sports. If you can go to a college and have it taken care of because you got good at some sport, that's huge. If you're from a town that most people don't go to college or don't, you know, make much of themselves after high school, because you got, you know, you threw a little ball around a field, but you earned a degree and the knowledge to then go do whatever it is that you, you know, your heart desires, like, there's something to be proud about that. And if it's in my capabilities to help, then why not? And what are my capabilities? My capabilities are, I went to massage school after high school. I spent 5.5 years in a PT office, a physical therapist office. And so just to hear that this kid threw 90 pitches and all his parents did was ice his shoulder, it fucking boggles my mind. Seeing some of these kids just, you know, get out of a car and then go right into a game, like, it boggles my mind. Where are the warmups? Where are the programs? Where are the processes? Where, you know, we don't have them. So why not be the thing, right? So what do I intend? Like, okay, so what? You don't have a complex. You don't have a space big enough for one. You're fucking right, I don't. But if I learned anything from my 486 square foot garage space, is that you can literally do anything with whatever amount of space that you have, as long as you'd utilize it in the right way. So we intend to, I won't say any of the names that we've toyed around with, but we're looking to make our space convertible into a batting cage scenario. And I'm only focused on, like, baseball at the moment, because that's what my son plays. It's what my daughter plays. It's what we've been shit out of luck trying to help these boys develop their skills at, because the fields are not maintained for dick, and when they were built, it's fucking dog shit. So whoever did the downtown marina fields, you fucking suck. Like, those things don't drain for shit. The city wasted whatever money trying to make those fields good for the sturgeons. But I don't even know if their field drains at all. It's just this whole, as a whole, this city is failing our youth with its extracurricular activities. And same goes for the owners of Universal Sports Academy. And I mean, if you're good friends with them or you know them, like, I guess it's not personal, but you can tell they don't give a fuck when you walk into that place. They're there to, you know, your online booking system, and then you go in there, you don't have to talk to anybody, you just get in and get out, and they don't have to do anything, and you can tell that there's no passion behind that, which is a real big bummer, because they have a great opportunity with the space provided to help a lot of kids in a lot of different sports, and help, like, just help this community overall. Nobody would not like to hear about some kids being developed in their local town to then go off and play in some really big colleges and possibly professional careers in whatever sport that it is that they're, you know, interested in. So that's my intention, is let me build a facility within my facility to help develop this specific sport. And if it grows from there, then great. And if it fails, then oh well, you know, at least I can say that I tried. But it's really fucking hard to fail at something when, like, if when it involves my kids. I will not, I won't allow myself to fail on the chance that it wouldn't help my children. So probably within the next 3 to 6 months, and again, nothing is going to change for you guys as far as gym memberships concerned. Nothing's going to, you know, our space isn't going to be, we might move a few things here and there just to make sure it's safe for everything that's involved in every which way. But other than that, nothing changes. Schedules stay the same. The only difference would be is we'll be making opportunities for kids to get better at stuff. And not only that, but like physically move more. Yeah, it's all about the youth. And if I'm able to do something for the kids in the town that I was born and raised in, the kids in the town that my parents were born and raised in, pretty much, the kids in the town that the house that I live in, we did this math the other day. Our house was built in 1952. My grandparents bought it in 1964, and it's been a Martinez household since 1964. So I think there's nothing but, what is that, 11 years out of the 70 whatever that it's been built. Only 11 of them haven't had a Martinez family living in it. And you don't get that often. You don't get that often, especially in the town that I grew up in. You know, I grew up here. And I think that's going to, it's going to mean more to help the kids, because of that scenario than anything. So that's what the plan is. And that's where we were a year ago. And wherever you are right now, like all of that to say this, wherever you are right now, I will tell you firsthand, a year can make a world of difference. I can't tell you how upset I was when it turned out we weren't going to move. It really broke my heart. I wanted to move. I wanted my family to have a different life than what was currently going on at that time. But in some weird way, my dad's incident kept us here. And now, I mean, I could have had some great life in another state. I could have had whatever I wanted in another state. But the fact that, you know, circumstances kept us here, I now get to get excited about the opportunity to do something in my hometown. And I'm not 100% sure how many people get that kind of chance, but the thought of it, it's really astounding to me that I could make the possibility of doing something very positive in this city. And I very much look forward to seeing how this all plays out. And if it goes as planned, I really look forward to helping and seeing kids succeed. And I mean, I get when we first started this gym, I would tell people, my goal is to put other gyms out of business. And not in a bad way. Like, I just wanted people to like what we did more than what anybody else did. I wanted our atmosphere to be better than anybody else's so that they chose us over them. And this is no different. I'm hoping within a year from now, another year from now, that Universal Sports Academy doesn't even have cages in it because nobody goes there anymore. I want them to come to Martinez Elite Fitness. And again, I can't really say any of the other names yet, but I want them to come to Martinez Elite Fitness because that's where they're getting better. That's where they're getting the time and the reps in that they deserve. And that's where they're getting the knowledge and the coaching that makes them better. And they enjoy being there. And again, I hope in a year, we're the batting cage in Martinez. And then hopefully a year after that, we're where the soccer team comes. And then maybe shortly after that, we're where the basketball team comes, the football team comes. You know, we want jerseys hanging up in our rafters. We want the signing day, you know, letter from some kid when he comes in, when he or she comes in and says, you can, you'll never believe where I got accepted to. Hey, all the work that I did with you, this is what's coming of it. And it's one thing to do that with adults. It's really cool to do that with adults. But as adults, we're kind of set where we are as far as, you know, we don't have those 20 years that we wish we did. But these kids have those that 20-year gap. You know, my son has that 20-year gap. And if in 4 years he gets home one day and he opens up a letter and he says, hey, mom and dad, I got accepted. Like, I want that feeling for every 12-year-old right now in the next 3 to 4 years with their parents. And selfishly, I want to be a part of it. Selfishly, I want to be a reason that a kid kept going and got better and got accepted. I really, really want that for kids in this town. I know I did not realize until this past year, past weekend when we were at the baseball parade, how many kids I know now, how many kids that I have some little joke with. And that was the reason for this whole thought process with this baseball batting cage thing, was after this weekend realizing we know a lot of kids and they deserve more than what they're getting right now as far as the youth sports scene is concerned. And again, I'm really excited at the opportunity to be a part of that journey, just like I'm a part of yours. So that's it, guys. That's all I got for you today. That's what's on deck for us. And that's what we were on the verge of a year ago. And again, the difference a year can make is astounding. So I highly encourage you to map out 12 months from now. If you're already on pace for, you know, if you've been on your shit since January, December 31st, I can't wait to see where you're at. Appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the gym.